You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. You know, here I am sitting, surrounding myself with my family, my beautiful, amazing Canadian wife, my son who's 12 years old, who's basically going on 18, has great, great head on his shoulders, being 12 years old, kind, warm-hearted, and then also all of you, as I surround myself with, as I'm hopping on podcasts and doing blogs and vlogs and connect and everything else as we're all on this journey together. And it's interesting because a lot of times when we surround ourselves with people that are like-minded, that will support you and be able to push through, it makes all the difference in the world. And the reason I share that is because for me personally, as I'm sitting here going through all the things that I wanted to go through, my wife, if she wasn't there pushing me forward or there supporting me the entire time when she could literally look like I'm bat crazy, because here I am recording podcasts that make no money, that basically just put thoughts and words out there for people to listen to and be able to take the time that is necessary for to talk about topics, to talk about ways to be better, ways to invest in each other, ways to just be successful and keep moving forward and put myself out there. And she supports me the entire time. She supports me throughout that whole entire venture, knowing that she could literally look at me and say, well, what's the reason you're doing this? I mean, you have a full-time job, you're a dad, you're a husband, and you're doing podcasts, and you've got this Liquid Shane 1973 stuff going on, and all this other stuff that goes with No Finish Line Nation. So you need support. You need people that stand behind you to be able to do the things that you want to do and achieve the dreams and aspirations that you want to achieve. And I've also surrounded myself with friends, such as Mud Hustler and Kelhet and some of the other folks. These are screen names of people that have really helped me along the way to just put my foot forward and take chances and do things that I wouldn't have done before. And putting yourself out there is important, but also nerve-wracking, and it's scary. So I had a conversation 2 days ago. It was my coffee talk from yesterday. It was about a young lady that reached out to me on Facebook Messenger from No Finish Line Nation and stated that she had lost a bunch of weight. She had lost weight throughout time and really has worked hard at what she's doing. She's just gotten into running. She also eats healthy and tries to eat healthy whenever she goes out in different to restaurants or to work events or anything like that. So 2 days ago or 3 days ago, she went to a dinner with a friend of hers, and the friend she hadn't seen in a while, and the friend was there and was kind of, you know, standoffish and not really as inviting to conversations or as happy as what they normally were back in the day. So they were having conversation and they were just kind of digging in and figuring things out and just kind of like reacquainting and those kind of things. And these two were pretty close at one time. At one time, they were really good friends. And now they've just kind of grown distant. So the friend tells her that she finally opens up to her and tells her the reason why she is standoffish with her and begins to explain the fact that she's overweight herself and she doesn't want to hear about working out and doesn't want to hear about eating right or doesn't want to hear about all those things that she has going on in her life because it embarrasses her or it puts her in a place where she feels guilty about where her journey is and where her life is. And so this is really difficult for this lady to be able to sit down with them and be able to have this conversation because simply when you go through something like this, how do you respond to that, to friends, to people that have been long-term acquaintances, people that have been there through thick and thin, and then all of a sudden, when these kind of things happen, they run the other direction? On a personal level, that makes zero sense whatsoever. If I'm a friend of yours, I'm a friend of yours for life. I am going to be with you through thick and thin. I'm going to support you. I'm going to lift you up when you need it. I'm also going to help you when you need it to come back down to reality a little bit. But I will never, ever lose a friend based on the fact that they're bettering themselves or because they are, quote unquote, infatuated with the process or infatuated with the health journey. That makes zero sense to me. So it's interesting. I told her, I talked to her a little bit about it, about my own personal journey, about my own health journey, and then also my wife's journey. My wife quit drinking 5 years ago or 6 years ago, and she had lots of friends that she used to drink with, lots of friends that she used to party with, and she was known as one of the party animals, right? That's we both were. And so since we've cut back on our drinking, we've lost some of our friends that were drinkers with us, that were partiers with us, because they're uncomfortable and they don't know how to respond around us. And then also the health-related stuff. Whenever I go out, if I eat a salad, I get the looks, I get the pushers, I get the people that say to me, oh, why are you eating that? I mean, seriously, why don't you have a burger, right? Now, I'm by no means skinny, and I still have about 20 to 25 pounds more to go until I hit my goal weight of where I'd love to be. But when I eat the salad, here I am, a 44-year-old big guy that has always eaten potatoes, Lithuanian dishes, stuff that's really fattening, double cheeseburgers, big plates of nachos and wings and whatever else. And here I am, that guy that normally does that. And so when I go out with friends and I have a Caesar salad or I'll have a house salad with a salmon on it or some sort of healthier eating, they know why I'm doing it. But they still find the need to be able to berate me or look at me and say, why aren't you eating like we are? Because we're feeling guilty about how we're eating. Why aren't you doing that? Well, because I don't want to at that moment in time. If I wanted to, I would. But I don't want to at that moment in time. So I shared with her my story, my journey, all the different stuff. And then I also imparted on her or gave her some advice. And the advice that I gave her was simply, you keep doing you. Stop worrying about what people are thinking about you. Stop worrying about how people are perceiving you. Stop worrying about how people are not hanging around with you as much as what they used to. They'll come around. If they're real friends, they will come around. If they're people that care about you for who you are rather than what you look like, then quite honestly, they'll be on board with whatever it is that's making you happy and getting you to where you need to be. Now, here's the funny thing. This is the part of the coffee talk. The reason I'm sharing this on the podcast is because it's interesting. I had this conversation with her. I posted about it on Connect and No Finish Line Nation and had some good dialogue. Most people were like, oh yeah, I totally agree with you. Surround yourself with people that are supporting you, loving you, lifting you up, and making you feel good. All those things. But here's some of the responses that I got that caught me off guard. I didn't think that I would have the other side of the equation. Of people going, give the person on the receiving end of that a break. I don't like being around people that are so infatuated with things that that's all that they want to talk about. I don't like being around people that it gets annoying when people continue to talk about things that are of no interest to me. Well, this doesn't make sense also. If you're a friend of a person and you're somebody who's supporting somebody else to be able to lift them up and bring them to better places, why in the hell would you try to break them down and literally look at them and say, I'm annoyed by your conversation because it's important to you and it's not important to me, so stop talking about it so much. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't even understand what that means. I can't even understand the concept of when I'm with my friends, yes, absolutely, friends give friends good feedback, and they'll also hold them accountable and maybe knock them off the pedestal a little bit. You know, we back home call it busting each other's chops a lot of times. We'll joke around about stuff. We'll try to be able to give them a ration about certain things. But when push comes to shove, at the end of the day, I'm not losing my friend or stepping away from my friend or am annoyed by my friend or somebody that's in the trenches with me based on the fact that they're trying to be healthy and I'm not in the same boat as they are at that moment in time. That doesn't make any sense. It makes zero sense. I can't even understand how some people even responded that way. You know, give them a break, it says. Give them a break. Let them have their moment if they're feeling that way. Okay, so I'm not going to surround myself with people like that. It's just not going to happen. if somebody looks at me and says, hey, oh, by the way, I know you've lost just about 100 pounds, and I know that you are really full-fledged into Weight Watchers, but I'm not talking to you anymore about this stuff because it's really annoying. Guess what? At that moment in time, you would hear the words, bye, Felicia, come right out of my mouth. I would literally say, hit the curb. I don't want anything to do with you right now. Because if I surround myself with people that are negative, and then I continue to try to uphill climb, or I act differently around them than what my true authentic self is at that moment in time, then to be quite honest with you, if I'm trying to be somebody different than who I am at that moment in time, then they're not really worthy of being a part of my life at that moment in time. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't ever come back. That doesn't mean that they, you know, these people aren't somebody that you want as a part of your life and somebody that has supported you in the past. And they may have seen you go through journeys before, dieting, binge dieting, or ups and downs, or starvation, or low carb, or you know, big time in the gym, lifting weights all the time, rah, right? All that stuff. They may have seen all that, and maybe they are frustrated by that fact of that. But here's the thing. The key is communication. And if they open up their dialogue and they talk to you about, hey, you know, I love the fact that you're passionate about this. Even if, you know, we use the term of fake it till you make it. How about doing that to support other people too? How about stop being so judgmental towards others based on the fact that you're not where they are? You know, somebody's in a spot where they're working out hard and they're really doing well and they're losing weight and they're feeling good. Of course, they're going to want to talk to the people that they love and care about. Of course they are. But it kills me every time I hear stories about family members, moms, dads, uncles, aunts, grandmothers, grandfathers, everybody berating somebody based on the fact that they're working out. And then they try to be a food pusher on somebody to be able to say, eat this. You need to put some meat on your bones. No, remember what I looked like before when I had all kinds of meat on my bones and all you could do is talk about how I needed to lose weight. And now that I've lost weight and I'm being healthy and that's all I'm really focused on right now to make sure that I can live a long life is now you're trying to push fatty foods on me. Zero sense it makes. Now they say they do it out of love, right? They always say the Italian mom that feeds you the big fat meatballs and says, eat, eat, manja, manja, eat, 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 all over the place, right? They do it out of love. Well, they might do it out of love. And I do respect that view. And maybe that's the way that they were brought up. But at that moment, but if they start to berate you or start to belittle your views or take a look at you where they think that you're being annoying or off-putting by the fact that you are focused on your health and long-term longevity for your family, for your kids, and everything else, if they think that it's right for them to belittle you at that moment in time, then do they really have your interest in mind? Are they really friends that are going to help support you? Do they really care about your family as much as they say you do? They say that they do? I don't know. It's a dilemma and it's a quandary, I'll tell you that much. Because for me, when I'm listening to this lady tell me this information on Facebook Messenger and I responded, and she responded back, by the way, with thank you so much. I appreciate your insight. And you know, you're so right. I shouldn't really be bothered by it. And maybe walk away from the situation and maybe that person will come back eventually when they're ready to accept some of the things that you're willing to do. But don't change who you are. Don't change the fabric of who you are at this moment in time. Because right now, even though they may not think it's your authentic self, it is your authentic self. Because guess what? That's where your life is right now. Your authentic self is, I want to be healthy. I want to be better. I want to be more well-rounded. I want to be somebody that is making positive impacts on other people's lives. And if you're not on board with that, or if you think I'm crazy because of it, then I don't need you as a part of my life. I just don't need it. I don't need you to be somebody that's a detractor from my positive bus. Somebody that is sitting on the bus with all the negative comments and all the negativity and the negative stares and the ups and downs and the, ugh, those kind of attitudes. I don't need it. Not one single bit. Remember, I opened this podcast very clearly by saying I surround myself with people that support me because I could have easily had a wife that looked at me and says, that podcast is dumb. Those t-shirts you're making are stupid. That No Finish Line Nation Facebook page that has 32,000 people that are all on board with each other. It's just dumb. It's so stupid. You don't make any money off of it. You're not doing anything. Like, seriously, it's just dumb. It just takes all your time. I could have easily had been married to somebody like that. But no, my wife chooses, even if she maybe internally disagrees with some of the things or thinks I'm kind of bat crazy sometimes. But guess what she does? She chooses to support me because it's important to me and my journey. And she knows if she does that, we're going to be around for a long time together. Just like me with her running. She runs every day, just about. And it's freezing cold outside, but she still goes out there and runs. And do I say, oh man, you know, I wanted to spend a little bit of time with you this morning? No, I say, go run. Go run, babe. Run for the hills. Be Forrest Gumpette. Go do what you have to do. Because I know it makes you feel good. I know it's going to help you with your health. And I know that it's going to help us be together for a long period of time. Because I support you. That's the important piece. Surround yourself with people that support you. Do what is necessary for you to get rid of some of the noise. And I'm not saying lose friends. Please don't think I'm saying to you to call your friends right now that aren't as supportive and say, I'm done with you, right? What I am saying is surround yourself with the people that do support you, whether it's through social media, whether it's through friends, whether it's through family or new coworkers or anything like that, right? Those other ones, if they care enough about you, if they want to be a part of your life, they will be back around soon. They will come back around. And maybe they'll come to you and say, hey, so tell me, well, how come we're not hanging out as much? Well, you know, I wasn't really feeling the love from you. You know, I'm really working hard and I kept on getting, you know, oogly eyes or some stares from you or whatever else. And this is the way I was feeling. So I communicate that with you and this is where I'm at with it. But if you're not on board with my journey, I don't know how much I can do this because I need positive people around me. And if they're true friends, they'll come back around. They'll come to support you. They'll come to your aid. I was quite surprised. Even this last summer when we went to the Cape, I had a friend of mine named Mark, really good friend of mine. I've known him now for years. And, you know, we were there with our families. And I was afraid to tell him a little bit about some of my ventures. So the podcast and the No Finish Line Nation. And I hadn't really talked to him much about it because this isn't something that I normally would do because I've always just been focused on either the restaurant business or be part of sales and stuff like that. So I was a little afraid to tell him. And it was just amazing on how him and his wife were so supportive. They were just so outgoing and supportive towards my venture. And they were like, I love it. This is great. That's so awesome. Those are the kind of people that you truly need to surround yourself with. For you to make positive changes in your life, you need positive people around you. I hope that makes sense. I know it was a little bit of a longer podcast this time around, but I feel like it's important to talk about because it's on my mind, and this is something that I feel like many people struggle with, especially heading into the holidays, where you have family and friends that are around that may not agree with the way that you're doing things. And if you're not eating those full portions of stuffing and gravy, instead, you're having rice, cauliflower, mashed potatoes, and turkey breast on the plate to be able to stay healthy and do the things you're doing. Don't worry about those that try to push the food on you. Ignore them. Walk on. Do what you have to do. Because if that's what's important to you at that moment in time, then do it. If it's also important to you to eat a drumstick, then track it, move on, and be able to have it and enjoy it. Okay? So enjoy it. Enjoy your time. Enjoy the people you're around that support you, lift you up, and bring you to the places that you need to. Any thoughts on this, message me, guys. You guys know my email address is liquidshano1973@gmail.com, or you can post on the podcast, or you can put it on the iTunes, or you can do it on No Finish Line Nation, or on the blog, wherever. Send me a message. Tell me what your thoughts are on this one, okay? We'll talk later. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.